We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Sedgwick County detention officer arrested on DUI charge. We've got the story.
Police investigate the death of a Wichita doctor as a homicide. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A big warm-up is expected across south-central Kansas this afternoon. Our complete forecast is coming up.
A Sedgwick County Sheriff's detention officer has been arrested for driving under the influence. A news release from the Sheriff's Office reports Wichita police responded to a traffic accident early Wednesday at Mount Vernon and Edgemore. One of the drivers, the detention officer, showed signs of impairment and was arrested and jailed for DUI. The release says an internal investigation will be conducted by the Sheriff's Office Professional Standards Unit. Wichita police are investigating the death of a doctor as a homicide.
A gentleman came into the business.
The incident happened just before 7 Wednesday night at an office in the 600 block of North Carriage Parkway. Police were called to the Holistic Psychiatric Services office with the report of a stabbing. KSN News reports officers found an injured man behind the building who was later pronounced dead. According to police reports, a man was at the office to talk to a doctor. During the visit, one of the doctors was stabbed multiple times. That man, in his late 50s, has not been identified. A person of interest was arrested a short time later near the Wichita Country Club and was taken into custody. That person also has not been identified. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
21-year-old man jailed by police this morning. One dead and three others injured at a high school near Spokane, Washington. ABC's Clayton Sandell has the details.
An active shooter call came in at 10 a.m., sending officers racing.
We have one hit in the back, one in the arm.
Going room to room, finding multiple students shot.
We have one more victim in the classroom up first.
Fourth victim in an upstairs classroom.
The shooter, a male student at Fremont High near Spokane, came armed with multiple guns. One student tried to stop him.
Officials say the student who tried to engage the shooter was the one killed. The alleged gunman is in custody. Police people have slowly begun to return to the Florida Keys, hard hit by Hurricane Irma. Some parts of the popular tourist destination weathered the storm well, while others were wiped off the map.
This is Jim Ryan in Marathon Key. As in other places touched by Hurricane Irma, the amount of damage sustained by any one home or business depends upon where it was and perhaps when it was constructed. Building codes meant to improve storm resistance were enacted after Hurricane Andrew, and structures built since 1992 seem to have fared Irma's nearly direct hit quite well. Still, long and wide stretches of the Keys were wiped out by the storm. A complete recovery is likely to take years. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Marathon, Florida.
15 Marines were injured, 5 of them critically, in a training accident near San Diego.
The 15 Marines were injured when their amphibious landing vehicle caught fire while conducting training at Camp Pendleton. 8 of the Marines received serious burns and were medevaced to hospitals in the San Diego area. The vehicle involved in the accident is used to transport Marines from sea to land, but the accident occurred as part of regular land training. Louis Martinez, ABC News, the Pentagon.
A deal on DACA at the White House has some disputes.
Top Democrats claim to have a deal with President Trump to address the status of young undocumented immigrants known as Dreamers after a dinner at the White House. In a statement, Senator Chuck Schumer and Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi said Trump agreed to work on an immigration reform agreement excluding the wall. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders fired back, tweeting that leaving out the wall was, quote, certainly not agreed to. Even if Trump does strike a deal with Democrats, he'll need Republican leaders on board to get it through Congress. Ben Siegel, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
And this morning, the president tweeting that, nope, there's no deal. No deal. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The American Association Championship Series started last night down in Lawrence Dumont Stadium. We'll talk about how the Wichita Wingnuts did coming up in sports.
More and more people are cutting the cable TV cord. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. A Missouri man pleaded guilty to federal charges after police officers found thousands of fake driver's licenses at his home near Kansas City. Prosecutors say 27-year-old Tracy Allen Ford of Lee's Summit entered his plea Wednesday to one count of producing fraudulent identification documents. Lee's Summit police found more than 2,300 counterfeit Missouri driver's licenses in various stages of production at his home. They also found equipment needed to make the licenses. Wichita police will conduct a DUI checkpoint in the city September 22nd.
This will occur from 11 p.m. to Saturday, September 23rd at 3 a.m. Officers will briefly stop motorists to check their driver's license, proof of insurance, and seatbelt usage. The motorists who are not in compliant or are suspected to be under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs will be detained for further evaluation.
Officer Charlie Davidson says this is in conjunction with the Sedgwick County Sheriff and Emergency Management Services, Kansas Highway Patrol, and the DUI Victims Center. More and more people are cutting the cable TV cord, and that's bad for business.
Shows including Game of Thrones are still being watched in large numbers, but increasingly, those shows aren't being watched over cable or satellite dish. Research firm eMarketer says in a new report that the number of cord cutters this year will be up over 33% compared to last year, to 22 million, blowing away expectations. Also growing, but not at such a rapid pace, cord nevers, those who have never subscribed to cable or satellite. eResearch says the two combined mean TV ad spending is down more than expected and will fall significantly in the next 5 years. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted in the morning.
And this morning in traffic, you're going to want to entirely avoid the area. I-235 southbound lanes. We had a rollover traffic accident, injury rollover traffic accident southbound on I-235. And this is just south of K-42. So it's between K-42 and West Street. Those are the areas that you'll want to avoid out there this morning. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong storm system is moving into the northwestern part of the country that's going to bring snow to Montana, and that front will push its way into central Kansas this weekend with a few thunderstorm chances. Today, breezy and hot with a high 94, clear and 68 overnight. It'll be windy tomorrow with a high back in the low to mid 90s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently partly cloudy and 60 degrees. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. Picture yourself in a hat and see what a hat can do for you. Whether it's for sun protection or the strong Kansas wind, Hatman Jacks has something for you at the clock tower in Delano. Hatman Jacks. 8:10 with Steve and Ted. I dropped in to see Jack Kellogg over the weekend, a Saturday morning. I have a straw hat that I bought from Jack, I think, a year ago. And I was getting ready to go to Zubilee, and I thought, well, maybe I'll go for something a little different. I had him shape it up for me the way I wanted it, just right. And he found me a new hat band. I just had a plain blue one. This one was real. You saw it the other night, Chad.
I did.
Really pretty hat band. So,
yeah, I did. That was an awesome hat, actually.
And Jack, he said, I said, well, how do I wear this on my head? And he shows you just how to, you know, to get the best effect. So you get a little extra treatment down there.
It was a little, now this was Zubilee, it was a little disheveled by the time I ran into it.
No, it wasn't disheveled, but just, holy mackerel.
But that didn't have anything to do with Hatman Jack, that had to do with Zubilee.
Yeah, fine, okay. Many Americans are poorly informed about basic constitutional provisions, according to a new national survey by the Annenberg Public Policy Center. The annual Annenberg Constitution Day Civic Survey finds that more than half of Americans, 53%, incorrectly think it is accurate to say that immigrants who are here illegally do not have any rights under the U.S. Constitution.
Huh. Wow.
About half of us think, no, they don't have any rights. Well, apparently they do.
Yeah.
More than a third of those surveyed, 37%, can't name any of the rights guaranteed under the First Amendment. There are two basics under there. One of them would be the freedom of religion. That's part of the First Amendment, and also freedom of the press. So there are two there, and about a third of people can't name either of those.
Can't name a single one.
And only a quarter of Americans can name all three branches of government. There are three, and they are supposed to be co-equal to balance the powers. It would be the executive and the legislative and the judicial branches of government. That's from the Annenberg Constitution Day Civics Survey. Many of our fellow Americans did not score well on that survey. Of course, we're exposed to this stuff every day, so we're kind of cheating that we do well, I guess.
Sure.
8:12 now, Steve and Ted. And the feds want a Russian software gone. This morning, we're talking with ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky about something called the Kaspersky software. Good morning, Aaron. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Hey, Steve. Good morning. Kaspersky software is on 400 million computers around the world. It's everywhere in the U.S. It's antivirus stuff. It's meant to prevent cyber intrusions. And yet, the federal government is now moving to remove any Kaspersky program from every single government computer, a process that's going to take the next 3 months. And it's all in response to a federal investigation of Kaspersky over suspected ties to the Russian government.
So that's what it's about. But the software itself, is it dangerous then, Aaron, do you think?
Well, dangerous only in the risks. The federal investigation has not concluded, but the Department of Homeland Security said there are still far too many security risks associated with Kaspersky because of these suspected ties to the Kremlin. And I think the ultimate fear is that the Russians, through this Kaspersky software, could spy on Americans, could surreptitiously take documents from government computers, could, I don't know, say, interfere with an election. And so the department has ordered every federal agency, all 400-plus government agencies, to scrub Kaspersky programs from their computers.
Because I know someone sitting about 3 feet from me who has this software at home.
So on my home computer,
Private people use it, but we're talking here about government software, right?
That's right. This is all government software. This is or government computers that have been falling under this order. You know, they're not going to force private citizens to do this, but private citizens may want to. Who knows? Kaspersky, for its part, said that these concerns about its ties to the Russians are unfounded, and they called the decision disappointing. So they're still trying to fight this, but the Department of Homeland Security was pretty clear, despite the absence of a conclusion from the FBI, that Kaspersky's just too risky to do business with.
All right. Aaron, thank you for your time this morning. ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky. Live with an update on Kaspersky software.
Yeah.
There you go. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll. This morning, do you want to go over the results for this real quick?
Okay. Sure.
This is available at our website, knssradio.com, and it's pretty interesting in that this morning we're talking about the toys for the National Toy Hall of Fame. There are a dozen nominees, and every year they take in two or three. And we've been polling our web visitors on what they think about them. Last place, tied three-way, Play Food, My Little Pony, and Pez Dispenser, zero. Nobody thinks that's the best, okay? Magic 8-Ball, Sand, Paper Airplane, Uno, Risk, and Wiffle Ball, all 7%. And I would have scored Wiffle Ball a lot higher than that. Transformers got 14%. Clue got 14%. And Matchbox Cars got 29%. The poll is ongoing if you'd like to participate. It's the Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll. You can find it at our webpage, knssradio.com. 8:16 now, Steve and Ted. How's this for curb appeal? A Michigan real estate agent selling a house next to a cemetery is promoting it with a sign that says, Quiet Neighbors.
I bet they are.
Yeah. Shane Broyles says the message immediately came to mind when he saw the four-bedroom house in DeWitt, Michigan, which is in the middle of the state near Lansing. He says his grandparents knew a man who lived next to a cemetery and joked about it. Broyles told the Lansing State Journal he hadn't previously used humor to market a house, but he says there's not much point to life without some fun, which is interesting point to make.
I suppose so. I think as long as you just, avoid making fun of dead people, I think you'll be all right.
Do you think the folks who are in the cemetery are going to be offended by this?
Probably not.
But here's something.
Show of hands, people.
Yeah, wait. Baltimore's mayor says he has no plans to remove the city's monument she has no plans, to Francis Scott Key that was recently vandalized. This is in Baltimore. I was in Baltimore and it was at night, and I didn't get a chance to go to where that spot where Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. The words "racist anthem" were painted on the monument's base on the anniversary of the battle that inspired Key to write the Star-Spangled Banner. We're celebrating that anniversary today in the War of 1812. The Baltimore Sun reported that Mayor Catherine Pugh also has directed art preservation experts to determine the cost of cleaning up. Key, who owned slaves, was inspired to write his verses by the Battle of Fort McHenry. The seldom-sung third verse says, "No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave." Many believe it refers to slaves who fought for the British. And so there's controversy over Francis Scott Key. Wow. Wow. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. It is sports time. And Chad Chambers looking at sports this morning. We've got baseball to talk about today. We've got the Royals and the Wingnuts as well. Right, sir?
That is right. It is a close one yesterday. Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Kansas City Royals and the White Sox tied at 3 going into the ninth. But Kansas City gave up 2 runs there in the ninth. They lost to the White Sox 5-3. They're really trying to chase for that wild card spot. They're still 4 games back. Here's a problem, though. The Royals are back at it on the road tonight in Cleveland.
Uh-oh.
Of course, Cleveland is right now at a record-breaking 21-game winning streak.
Yes.
They're 4 away from clinching, I believe. So, yeah, it's going to be a rough one. Kansas City on the road in Cleveland, where Cleveland is leading their league and or leading their division and playing just fantastic baseball right now. Royals versus Cleveland. You can hear that game over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM tonight. And broadcast start on that one is at 6 o'clock. After the Royals, KFH will join in progress Thursday Night Football. That's the Houston Texans and the Cincinnati Bengals. The American Association Championship Series got underway last night at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The Wichita Wingnuts, they got a big early lead over the Winnipeg Goldeyes. Then they nearly lost that lead. Then they pulled away for a 12-7 win in Game 1. The Nuts got home runs from Richard Pagetano and T.J. Mittelstadt. The Wingnuts bullpen shut down the Goldeyes in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Just didn't let that comeback really get started there. The best-of-five series continues tonight. First pitch at 7:05. Kansas City Chief quarterback Alex Smith, chosen as the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Smith completed 28 of 35 for 368 yards, 4 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in that Chiefs 42-27 win over the Patriots in the season opener. This is interesting. Smith is just the second quarterback to throw for at least 300 yards and 4 touchdowns with no interceptions against the Patriots since Bill Belichick took over in the year 2000.
And he did it at their home stadium.
That's right, he did it.
Further embarrassing the Patriots.
Sure did.
Woo.
Exactly. Yeah. And now, well, finally, Steve, speaking of the NFL, the NFL, they've had to apologize for a unacceptable tweet.
Oh, no.
Yes, the tweet came from the league's official NFL Mexico account. After the Kansas City Chiefs upset the Super Bowl champions 42-27 in their season opener on Thursday night, that game ended about a half hour before an 8.1 magnitude earthquake struck the southern coast of Mexico. Here's the tweet. The at NFLMX account said in Spanish, "When Mexico City shakes with an hashtag earthquake because it can't believe the at Kansas City Chiefs won the hashtag kickoff 2017 game, 3 smiley face emojis." Yes.
Okay.
Of course, this earthquake killed 32 people.
That's the problem.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't have, they at least shouldn't have included the emojis, definitely, but probably just not a good tweet altogether there. Of course, it was deleted, received some criticism online. The NFL Mexico account has apologized for what they say is, quote, "an unacceptable tweet which does not reflect the league's values. We reiterate our solidarity with Mexico."
Mm.
Of course, the NFL is actually pretty popular in Mexico. Last year, they had the Raiders played in Mexico City. This year, they will play there again. It's the Raiders and the Patriots in November. Going to play a regular season game at Estadio Azteca in Mexico City. And that's sports. And Steve and Ted in the morning.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Negative news coverage for President Trump. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.